Welcome back to The Rush. It's Teddy Wilson and Richard Krause with you. I am a big cinephile. I always get excited for the weekend, more time to go check out the movies. And obviously, Richard Krause knows more about film than most people in this country. You do this for a living. And it's interesting because it's not just you and I going to the theaters these days. Cineplex Inc. just came out with their box office revenue for March of this year. And it was up by 46% when you compare it with a year ago, with March 2023. Were you surprised that the numbers are up so much, Richard?
Well, it's amazing how much of a difference one or two titles can make. So, right. Dune Part 2 and Kung Fu Panda Part 4, both opened in March. Both were huge hits and got people in. And
Could you find two more different films?
I know. And I mean, I thought that Kung Fu Panda had kind of run out of steam until I saw the fourth one, and it's actually really fun. And Jack Black is a lot of fun in it. I don't know if you've seen the video that he made for Baby Hit Me One More Time. They've done a version of it, sort of, it's in the film, but he made a video, and honestly, it just gives me joy to look at it. Find it if you can. It's on YouTube. It's like he's like the god Bacchanal that's come back to life in the form of a movie star just to spread joy wherever he goes. So check that out. So I think that's probably had a great deal to do with that, but it goes to show you that people will go to the theaters. They will go out and sit. The whole idea of this pandemic situation where people didn't want to be sitting next to strangers and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I think we're past that now. Now you just have to get back into the habit of going to the movies, which, as I always say, is the best way to see a movie. As you might imagine, I have the big TV, I've got sound bars, I've got all that stuff at home. But for me, going to see a movie is about the community of people who are sitting in one direction. Everyone's looking at the same thing that's playing in front of them, and you hear them laugh or cry or whatever it might be, react to the movie, and that is one of the things that makes going to the movies great. And it's roasted into our DNA, just part of us, to enjoy entertainment as a larger group like that, and it is just simply better.
Oh yeah, I love nothing better for me than going to a movie theater. And one film opening in theaters this weekend is Civil War, the new Alex Garland film. I know you gave it 4 out of 5 stars. Want to get your quick take on it in a second, but before that, other big movie news this week was the trailer for Joker 2 dropping. Yeah. I think we have a bit of audio from that.
Hey, Fleck, you got a joke for us today?
I'm nobody. I haven't done anything with my life like you have.
There you go. Joaquin Phoenix as Arthur Fleck, a.k.a. the Joker. Lady Gaga as Harley Quinn being added to this second one, directed by Todd Phillips. Are you stoked for the Joker 2, Richard? Did you like the first one?
Lady Gaga, who kissed me on my face one time.
What?
Yes. Yeah, I am stoked for this. I'm very curious to see what they've done here, because we didn't play the whole thing, but it's a musical.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of a jukebox musical. So it's the Joker, it's Harley Quinn. There will be certainly that aspect to it. But it's also kind of a love story. Mm-hmm. And there are apparently full-on song and dance numbers. And you might expect that from Lady Gaga, maybe Joaquin Phoenix a little less so. But I'm very curious to see what happens with this movie, because the first one I thought was a really good crime drama, essentially. I mean, it's a super villain kind of story, but it was an origin story. It was nicely rendered, but it was upsetting. It was kind of like Mean Streets and Taxi Driver with a slightly different bent to it. This one, I don't know exactly what to expect from it. And I love going to movies that I'm not sure exactly what to expect from it. I don't know how successful the addition of, there's 15 songs in it, apparently. So it's going to be a full-on musical.
Yep.
I'm curious. I will not prejudge. I try to go to every movie at zero. I don't really spend a lot of time reading about new movies and that mm-hmm. kind of thing until I've seen them. And I certainly don't look at anyone else's reviews until after I've written my own. But man, this one, promises to be super weird, and I can't wait.
I only look at your reviews, Richard.
Well, thank you.
So Joker 2, and that's not in theaters until October, but the trailer online is great. A movie opening this weekend is Civil War. It comes from writer-director Alex Garland. As a director, he's given us movies like Ex Machina, Annihilation, both kind of sci-fi type films. He also wrote one of my favorite zombie movies of all time, 28 Days Later.
Oh, man.
Directed
Listen.
By Danny Boyle. A really, really great film. But his new movie, Civil War, it's doing really well with critics, including you, Richard. You loved it?
Yeah, I'll tell you, 28 Days Later, the day that we went to see that, it was about 20 years ago, I think, that it opened. And my wife, my now wife, and I were just dating. We went to see 28 Days Later, and she was so freaked out by it that we had to go see Finding Nemo afterwards just to sort of calm her jittery nerves.
To cleanse your palate.
To cleanse the palate a little bit.
So what do you think of his new film?
I really like this new film. So this is set 2 weeks from now, maybe 2 months from now, maybe 2 years from now. It's in the near future in a very polarized United States. The states of Texas and California have separated, and they formed the Western Front, and they are moving across country to Washington, D.C. Meanwhile, there are a team of journalists, photojournalists and writers, who we follow as they try to get from New York to D.C. to cover what they call the only story that matters, and that's an interview with the President of the United States before potentially the government falls in this civil war. And this is a movie that is brutal in its depiction of what happens during war. There are the kinds of scenes that you might expect, gun battles and, you know, big military helicopters flying, swooping in and out of the sort of things you might see in a war film or in a video game. But this is an anti-war film, and it's one of the rare kinds of anti-war films that really makes a point of saying, this is anti-war. We're not glamorizing what's happening here at all. And it's true. And they do that by using, or Alex Garland does that, by using very specific kinds of footage. And I can't tell you what a lot of that is because I don't want to give anything away. But it's very cleverly done. And it really is the story about journalists and how important journalism is at a time like this, how important it is to report and ask questions and find out exactly what's happening in the world. It is not a horror movie. There is no supernatural aspect to it. There is no monster. There's none of that. But the complete collapse of society is haunting in this movie.
Obviously, politics is very polarized right now, especially south of the border. Does the film take a side at all?
It doesn't really. And that's the kind of interesting thing about this. So I hosted a Q&A with Alex Garland at the Scotiabank Theater on Wednesday night. We showed it in front of 500 or 600 people in the IMAX theater, all of whom you could hear a pin drop in that theater while this movie was on and afterwards. And he said, of course, it's a political film because it's about political polarization, but it's never identified party along party lines. Certainly, you know, the two states that have kind of come together to form the Western Front, Texas and California. Now, they do have some things in common. They've both talked about secession, about leaving. They have both have these, they're both, one's red, one's blue, but they both have large pockets of Democrats and Republicans living in them. They are both kind of the sizes of a lot of other countries. So, you know, there's a lot going on there, but it's not partisan. This is just a story that says, this is what happens when we get polarized, and this is what could happen if we allow this polarization to continue and run amok unchecked. It's a terrifying portrait of a country at war with itself.
I can't wait. I'm seeing it this weekend, and I think a lot of people will see it.
See it as large and loud as you can. See it on IMAX, and just let it sort of immerse you, because it's really, really worth the time and the effort. And then go out and have a drink and talk about it afterwards.
There you go. Decompress a little bit too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. When we come back, we're going to talk about some rent control loopholes have seen Ontario rents rise three times higher than the guidelines. We're going to find out how that could happen from Ricardo Trajan, CCPA, Ontario political economist. Stay with us. There's lots more to come on The Rush with Richard Krause and Teddy Wilson.